Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming. You know who it is. Your girl, the Mary Jane Maven. I'm in love with Mary Jane. So funny this dude saying that to me today when I was doing a demo. I go by Mary Jane when I do my demos, you know, part of my brand. But he sang it all the way up to the counter, all the way back out past me. And I was like, yeah, that's you know. It was cute. But so welcome back, everybody. Like I said, you know who it is, your girl, the Mary Jane Maven. Welcome to summer, unofficially, kind of. I mean, we hit June and I feel like everybody's like, summertime. But if you're anywhere, shit, I'd say California, actually all the states, the weather is not like it's supposed to be. I need to be in a dress, you know, a dress with no panties, some shorts with no panties, like a dress with no bra. Like that's summertime and some sandals. I literally wore the other day sweats and like a sweatshirt because it was raining in June. Like Mother Nature, let's get it together. Girl, let's have a talk. I don't know what we need to do, but we need to get this shit together. Before I go on more of a rant, you guys know what you need to do. You need to like, subscribe, share, or like all everybody else says, my 11-year-old, he is the greatest YouTube personality, he thinks in his mind. Smash that button. Like, share, boom. Like he's telling hubby what his opening to his YouTube channel should be. And when my husband says it, he goes, no. It needs to be more energetic. It needs to be, and he like yells, but it's very YouTube. But I'll say the way that I say it. Like, subscribe, share, holler at me. Stop being scared. I need some more comments, guys. Let's have a conversation. Have a combo. Today, I have another very special episode. And it's special because this is somebody that I've been creating content with. Damn. 2 years? 3 years?
Oh.
Two. So this is what, our fourth season? Fourth year?
Right before COVID. So that's when we started.
Yeah. So it's going on. So 4 years in October. And then we started working together in COVID.
Yeah.
So about 3 years. Yeah. Oh, shit. That worked
out.
But somebody that I consider more than a fellow content creator, her and I, right from the back, I mean, just right, off. Our birthdays were right there. You know, we're both very strong Aries women. So you know you love us. And she was one third of the Boondocks podcast. If you guys remember, I was part of a, what do you call it?
Trio.
There you go. I wasn't looking for that word, but that one, that's good. A trio of hosts. Oh, like panel, but I was thinking of another word. It'll come to me later. So I haven't smoked yet, guys. But she was one.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Because I can't roll papers. Need to know fact, not just fun fact, need to know fact. The Mary Jane Maven cannot roll papers to save her life. I can roll a blunt. I can, of course, I can pack a bowl. You know, oh wait, I don't have my other one here. I can open a vape, take a bite out of the package, take a puff. But no, don't ask me. Don't ask me to roll a joint because all of a sudden I have sweaty hands again. I have my hands having sweat profusely like they used to in years. But so, hubby, producer, joint roller, then I will be high. Right?
Doing it right now.
So, welcome and welcome, hubby. The hubby.
How y'all doing?
Yes. So, as I was saying, first, let me read my quote, and then I'll go back into my story. But real quick. And I love our quote because it's from none other than Mr. All right. If you guys don't know, please go watch Dazed and Confused. But this is from Matthew McConaughey. The devil wouldn't be attacking you so hard if there wasn't something valuable in you. Thieves don't break into empty houses. I mean, bars right there. I'll give it to Matthew McConaughey for that. So what that has to do with what I was saying is when I was on this panel with the other women, Lindsay definitely had to come in and be the voice of reason many times. There are many times that we were on the show and I was texting her like, if I have to, and she would always come back with just the voice of reason, let me know, like, your point's valuable, but, you know, this is the way to get past it, you know, or she just let me vent and I was good. I instantly felt a connection. We have physically been in the room together once. Right? Well, we went to lunch, her and her handsome hubby. But we talk all the time and I feel strong about the connection that we made because, as you all know, I've been living with multiple sclerosis since 2006. Not to put your business out there. I think it's okay. You can tell me to shut up if not.
Oh,
but
girl.
Yeah. Just kind of going through things. I was able to identify and kind of help her and say, hey, maybe your doctor should be looking at this X, Y, and Z after a couple of years of health battles. And lo and behold, she was also diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. But I feel like me being so open about it and just the universe works, you know, with this, its wondrous ways that we were able to make this connection. She lives an hour, maybe, and you know, with traffic, an hour and 10 minutes away, both in NorCal. And if it wasn't for the connection of the podcast, if it wasn't for the purpose connection of us being both Black women that have multiple sclerosis, we probably would have never crossed paths. But I'm blessed. I feel blessed that I was brought into her life. She is another fellow content creator, another podcaster. One of the two hosts of Trash Talking Pod and somebody who is my dear friend. Also, she is on another podcast that I hope, I know you guys are like, how many, but don't talk, just listen. Myself, Lindsay, and my good friend, Averlyn, we basically was just telling a story today. I wanted to call it Bitch, Listen Up, because I wanted it to be a woman's wellness, like empowerment type of podcast. We get into really good conversations. And it's another good one. So go follow, like that one as well. Listen. But after that long-winded introduction, welcome to the pod. Very good friend of mine, Miss Lindsay. Yes. Hello, Queen.
Hello.
I'm doing well. So happy that you're here. We've been talking about this since being on the Boondocks podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So first question I want to ask is, do you miss it? Boondocks.
Boondocks? I do miss it. I do. It's kind of like that person you dated where you're like, man, we could have gone so far. But we let it go.
Didn't we almost have it all?
Yeah.
It was there, right there. Yeah. We did. Unfortunately, the show's not coming back, which is very sad. I think it would have a great place in our society right now. Pop culture-wise, politically, like I would love to see who, you know, Huey. Why is it blank? And Riley. Oh my gosh. I was like, what was the other one's name? I mean, smoke check the memory. it's more wife and mom mind, because I'm also thinking about, oh wait, are the meatballs that I have on the stove almost ready? So it's more that. But I would love to see Huey and Riley. About 10 years after the last season was on, that would be so powerful, because they're about, what, 11 and 8, I think, maybe 12 and 10. Their age was supposed to, you know, they were supposed to be. So
something like that, yeah.
Let's just see. Huey just graduated college. Riley got a hustle, some like cryptocurrency hustle, or he's a reseller or something like that. TikTok. I could see it. A TikTok star. Oh my gosh. 1000%. See, look, let's get it going. Aaron, we talked to you so many times through our camera and our microphones in the covering the three seasons. I feel like it should have gotten to you. Like one day he should have just woke up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, where did I get that idea from? There's 2.5 black women talking about me with some fire ideas. I think about you said who?
Oh, I was going to say, that's another dope name for a podcast. 2.5 black women.
I know, right? No, I like that. Hubby, write that down. Like Dan Weller, write that down. No, all love, okay? No shade, respectfully. But this time, maybe the half can be comfortable with her being half black. Like, let's go through that. I don't feel like having an argument with somebody about being black who later in life just decided to be black. And I just say conveniently after pandemic and, you know, all of the killing of the black men and the, you know, and the assassinations and everything was going on. All of a sudden it was like, it's kind of cool to be black and I'm kind of woke. So respectfully, you know, we do that. We got to get somebody who, like, there's a questionnaire, a very long Google doc that you would have to figure, you know, fill out first. Speaking of, that you mentioned TikTok, and I'll go back to that second when hubby's done with rolling this medicine, because I want him to play Angel's song, the margarita song. That's what I said, when you're done. I didn't say right now. I will send it to you. Thank you, producer. So, how has your summer been thus far? I mean, like I said, not officially summer, but how has your June been?
Girl.
What, 9 days in?
Whack as hell. I mean, now, even whack as hell for me is pretty good. But I mean, it's like you said at the start, it's summer. It's fucking cold here where we are. I think we had like, what, maybe 4 nice summer days?
Yeah. Yeah. In May. And it was kind of like, okay, I see you, summer. And then it was like,
yeah, I wouldn't even say last week. My husband's like, oh, summer's here. And then the next day it was fucking cold.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it rained here 2 days ago. Did it rain down there? We always say down there and we're like, we're right here. But
yeah, kind of parallel.
Yeah.
It didn't rain, but it was cold, windy, and cloudy. So I think you guys got the rain and we just got the
Yeah. And it didn't rain everywhere up here. It rained in pockets. I know I took my ass outside in some short shorts and like a tank top to go to the store and like some sliders. And I was like, it is what it is. I'm not going back in putting on clothes now. But then today it was about like 82, 83, which is not, some of you may be like, oh my God, that's great. Not in California in the summertime.
And not in the East Bay. Like,
Yeah. May hits. Okay. Let's just say Memorial Day weekend is like the unofficial start to summer out here. Last May or last Memorial Day weekend, first 2022, it was well over 100 degrees. Well over. So I don't know what this is, but we went through a winter of way too much rain. The waterways here are full like crazy because of all the snowpack that's melting. We are in we are not in a drought. I don't want to hear that word for a few years. I don't want to hear the D word. Okay. It could be dick. It could be any other word, but I don't want to hear drought. So it's kind of hard to be like, jump into summer. The boys are off. Hubby's off for his first time in 9 years that he's been a teacher. I asked him today, so how does it feel? And he's like, I got to sleep in. It feels great. Yeah. So, but we do have basketball up the ass. Well, not a basketball, but my son has a lot of basketball games. It's funny to say pause. What are your plans for the summer? I know you have trips planned, or at least one big trip.
So it's June. I just finished my first Italian semester.
Okay.
Now, July, I might go back to Puerto Rico and hang out with a girlfriend for a couple of weeks, maybe.
Puerto Rico.
But I might not do it because in September, we'll head over to Asia. I'm not even doing the, fuck it. In September, we'll go to Asia for a while.
Surprise, surprise. Yes. No, I think that's awesome. So for somebody who's married to a great man, but he's also like, when we travel, I need to make sure that there is a McDonald's or that he can eat steak and regular steak. Like, he just wants regular, it doesn't have to be American food, but he wants to know that it's, you know, for example, I know in Japan, their McDonald's, they have like black eel burgers and stuff like that. Or like eel burgers where they use the ink from the eel and the octopus and actually dye the burger, the buns. No, he's not fucking with that. So he's shaking his head. Profusely shaking his head. So, traveling to Asia, what would your advice be to somebody who has a varied, distinct palate?
Don't go.
No, I don't think that. I think maybe at a time, probably not a recent time, like that, it might have been more difficult for you. But like, and I don't want to say anything that's like, like minimizing Asian people celebrating their culture. But even when I lived in Korea, there was a kind of like love or appreciation for kind of Western food. It was almost considered like you were somewhat cultured if you were into French dining and this and that. So you could find a lot of like Westernized shit. But that being said, that's kind of if you're in the major cities.
Yeah. So not, you know. You will never see, like, if we do, you will never see us in a small town, like a small fishing town on the coast. Like, oh yeah, we're not. He's not gonna do that.
I gotta say, even then, like when we went, I lived in Korea, but my sister, let me not say too much. Sometimes we'd go to Japan for the weekends just because, you know,
it's minor business.
Yeah.
Like Vegas, and, you know, just
so Fukuoka, it's like a seaside town, but it's still a big city. We would eat in little pubs and shit, but she and I were in, you know, oh, let's experience the culture.
Yeah.
But even then, like one day we just went to a coffee shop and I mean, this is like it's like a Starbucks and ordered a tuna sandwich. Bruh, that was the best fucking tuna I have ever, ever.
Like they had probably just caught it like that morning.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you could tell like it was like fresh mayonnaise, all that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
So that's why they live longer.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff like that. Like, that's why they're a little healthier because they go straight. You know, but I was watching this thing recently about, I find the most random YouTube, like YouTubers and stuff. But
oh, me too.
I followed this one guy who went and lived in a bunch of different houses with a bunch of different families. I can't remember his name now, but if I pulled up my YouTube, it would be in my subscriptions. But he went and he lived with a black family in New Orleans. But the best out of his little series was when he went and lived with the family in Hawaii. I am somebody who, unless you're putting me on a jet and then putting me up in like the bombest mansion or whatever, and you're paying for it, plus my food and excursions when I'm there, I'll go to Hawaii. Other than that, not on the top of my list. But just seeing their connection to, and hubby's too. I know we tell people that and they go, what is wrong with you guys? And we're like, I'd rather go to Mexico, like Aruba, Turks and Caicos, Bahamas, Jamaica. Like, we're like tropical, but I don't want to go spend hella money. And I hear that there's not too much of a nightlife in Hawaii now. Nope. So I'm not, respectfully, anybody that lives on the islands, if you know of there's, you know, there's a night that's cracking or there's like some underground shit, let me know. I will be there. However, when we go on vacation, we go to act the fool. We go to eat. We go to drink, you know, submerge ourselves in the culture by doing an excursion or something that we can learn from. But basically, I don't want to get back to the hotel till like 6 a.m. You know, so I got shit to do. And I just, everything that I've heard is like, Hawaii is not that. Plus, my mother-in-law took the boys in December. She called us one night and was like, I'm drinking a beer. And then she had a 12-ounce can of Bud Light, which is horrid to call that a beer. But she said she paid $9. And I was like, oh, for a pack? One. We would quit drinking if we went over there. Like, what's one? So it's that. But like I said, this content creator, he went and stayed over with the family, and it was probably like a 4-part episode. And he learned how to make a lei and like how to say certain things. And what was really interesting to me is that Hawaiians don't feel American. And I never knew the history, because just like America's good for, we want something, we take it. And so that's what they did so many years ago. And then trying to make the people of Hawaii not speak their native tongue. And it's crazy to me, but they live so much off of the land. Like, they understand how respectful we need to be, you know, just in tune with it and the nature. And so I love that part of it. So like I said, if there's anybody that wants to fly me there, take me on those really authentic type of excursions, plus pay or feed me, I'm there. And being that, you know, I'm only important like that in my mind, I don't think I'll get those offers anytime soon. However, I love the respect that they have and the dedication to their culture. I think that we lose that here in the United States, and that's what's so important about traveling, because you're able to see that. Out of all the traveling that you've done, where would you say is your favorite, but then also the place that really holds to their culture?
Okay, so I would say Hawaii is probably one of my favorite places in the world. Like, I was like, we went to Kona and I was like, okay, done. Let's just move here and, you know, never talk to anyone again. And my husband's like, never, never. It's way too quiet. Also, like you were just saying, they don't fucking want us there. And I respect. Got it. But like, I loved it there. And I will say, like, it is true that the islands, and we did the Big Island, and we did like Kona, and so, I don't know. Anyway, basically, you can kind of, because people try and get up with the sun to surf and beach and do all that shit.
Yeah.
So you just kind of shift your drinking. So you kind of drink, day drink, eat, party, and then, you know, you kind of flip it. They get down. They just kind of have changed, switched it up. But
I mean, that makes sense why everything ends so early. If you're drinking all day, then by 9 o'clock, you're done.
Smoking and stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most true to their culture to me is, it's kind of tough to answer, I guess, since I'm not fully engrossed in the culture. But even when I lived in Korea, like, we trained in Seoul, but then, now they told me, because when I moved there, I said, I want to be placed in Seoul. So they said, we're going to place you in Gwangju. Gwangju is like a suburb of Seoul. Like, a, not quite the city, but they were talking about a city called Gwangju, way as far away from Seoul on the island as you can possibly get. But I loved it. I love that place. I have such fond memories of it. And me and my sister, because she went with me, we lived in the old, literally old money area. So it was like the houses with the courtyards and the big gates. And you would see, for our apartment building was a little more modern, but from our balcony, we would sit out or we just open the windows and watch Friday night, Saturday. Friday morning, Saturday morning, because we were out till 6 in the morning too.
Yeah.
You come home and you would see down the alleyway behind our apartment all the husbands who'd been locked out because they came home wasted in the morning, just knocked out in the alley, full suit, you know, ties. Yeah. Oh yeah, girl. Yeah.
So, and you think, I think that most ideology from Americans about any Asian culture is that the men are in control. So to see that, you would think like, oh, they deal with the same shit. Like if your wife is pissed, wife is pissed. Yeah. So, men, okay? It goes across all lives. Piss a woman off. Or like our oldest says, because he's such an old soul, he'll be like, what R. Kelly says. Or he'll like quote Charlie Wilson or something like that. Now, he's talking about song-wise. He's talking about like, when a woman's fed up type song and stuff like that.
Pee on him.
Yes, let's not. We make sure he doesn't take that message. But yeah, some people probably do think that. So before we get into,
it's like water, it's cooling them off.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Let's say this. Love my husband. He's on vacation. I walked past the bathroom earlier and he peed and I was like, oh, you need some water. Like that's like, I could tell. And I'm so sure. And he goes, there's water in my beer. So, hey, he's on vacation. Like I said.
Yeah.
9 years that this man has worked every summer school or basketball and then still tried to make his wife happy by having a regular summer. So I'm gonna give it to him. It's not gonna last long. It's not gonna go like a week or anything with that concentrated ass urine, but I'm gonna let him do it now. So yeah, skirt what you just said. But before we get into, I want Lindsay to talk about her podcast. You know, it's not a problem with having tons of different podcasts that you listen to, just like you have different playlists. So I want you guys to learn about another one that you guys can go like, support, and follow. But before we do that, now I'm going to get very do-do-do-do-do because I'm about to medicate. So shout out to one of our old faithfuls.
Marijuana affects the memory.
Thank you. Not long term, maybe short term for me, though, because people always tell us, how do you guys remember shit exactly how it happened? I'm like, it's not true that all, you know, everybody that smokes weed has forgetful thoughts. Right. If anything, I'd rather you say it's my age than weed. Don't blame it on the flower.
Like that shit. Smoke that shit. Pass that shit.
He's such an ass. I'm getting there. So, as the directive just happened, light that shit, smoke that shit, pass that shit if you have somebody to pass it to. But we know this is Spark and Salutations. And this week, we are being blessed by... Yep, some good old Sour D. You can never pass up a good old Sour D. So, Eighth Brothers...
Sour Diesel, just to be clear.
Yeah, not Sour D. I get how that sounds. Hey, you might like some Sour D.
I would not like Sour D.
Okay. We'll just go on from there. Speaking of Sour D, this is kind of a transition. But before we get there, we'll actually talk about our Father Day theory.
Father Day?
Father's Day.
Father.
Faja. You guys are also real fans of movies if you get where that's from. Yeah.
Austin Powers. Yeah.
Yes. See?
Faja.
What Faja? You're like, oh, you mean father. That's what I said. I'm sorry. Oh, God. All right. Like I said, I have short shorts on and they were all up in places that they shouldn't have been. So tell everybody about your podcast, Miss Lindsay, under the fantastic one. But tell us about your, which I love, trash talking, because that's all the fuck I do.
Girl. Well, listen, it's an interesting podcast. It's just me and my girlfriend, Danielle, fucking around. It's like two friends having a phone call. Sometimes the shit is on point. We're talking like about real shit. But I'd say 70% of the time, y'all, we're just fucking talking.
Yes.
Trash.
Yes. And it's the best. It's the best. So I love your episodes because it truly reminds me of a phone conversation with my best friend, who I've been friends with since I was 10.
That's what it is.
As you get older, there becomes more time between communications and stuff like that. But then once you get back on that phone, it's like you guys talked yesterday and it covers everything. And we need that. Like, there's so much shit going on in the world right now. We're about ready to be deep into an election, which is 18 months of the best, most dramatic fucking white man acting like fucking 13-year-old girls ever for 15, 18 months. So we're getting ready to jump right into that.
But usually you know, we get some good SNL.
I know, well, I can't wait. No.
Or SNL right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, shit, if it comes back, if they decide that they get their money that they want or whatever. And I know the biggest thing is about AI, which I get it. I get it because there's been AI songs by Drake, you know, when we know it's not true. Timbaland did the AI song with Biggie. Did you hear that?
No.
Yes. Yeah. It sounded like him, but it was missing the passion. It was missing the human behind it, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounded like him for sure. But let's just say he said, like, bad example, but shot to the head and you know he's dead or something like that. I'm just, like something like that. Don't hold it against me. It did not sound like that to the AI. That was the thing behind that. Like, Timbaland was like, I wanted to always make a song with him and I wasn't able to. And so he worked with somebody to create a track. Like I said, it was sounded like him, but it was just missing the realness, the, you know, being genuine. Well, that's because it was a computer. So
right.
That's the crazy thing there.